So the government has heard the outcry, walked back its proposed immigration changes, or at least in some way anyway. New arrivals were going to have to earn more than $49,000 a year to be considered mid-skilled. That number's now been pulled back to $41,000 after just about everyone, from hospitality to trucking to farming to tourism to horticulture, said it's hard enough to get workers as it is without this. Immigration Minister Michael Woodhouse was putting a big sell on it.
What I think is going to happen is that the transition from lower to higher wages for those overseas workers that might want to transition to residence will actually be faster, not slower. And even if we do need those lower-waged roles, we are now going to be more honest and more clear with them about the likelihood of their staying for a longer period of time.
So have they done enough? Fed Farmers immigration spokesperson Chris Lewis is with us. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
My understanding is you're still not happy.
No, we're a little bit disappointed around a couple of things. We understand we're coming into an election period, but we'd like to see a bit more changes, to be honest.
So in other words, did they have it right before they messed with it in the first place?
A couple of years ago, they had it perfect, and then they kept fiddling with it. And to our disappointment, every time they fiddled and new policies didn't change the outcome that we needed more migrants. It just changed the just made it harder. And we had to spend more money on HR consultants and recruitment agencies to do all the paper filling for us.
What I could never understand, I talked to the government several times, Joyce and English and the whole, that they could never answer me the simple question, why would you make doing business more difficult? What is the answer when you guys lobby them? What's the answer from them to you? Well, presumably you're asking the same question.
When we talked to the bureaucrats and the staff down in Wellington, they could see our argument very clearly, and they didn't disagree with us. But it was just disappointing that when it came to the top office of the Beehive, they didn't get it.
Given others, though, and I listened to the horticulture people last night, they're pleased at the background. They're pleased at what's been announced. Are you guys being a little bit picky?
Well, you know, we realise the government has said this is a temporary work permit. We get that. But at the moment, the shortfall in workers has been more than temporary. It has been ongoing for a long time. And in the rural areas, unemployment is very, very low. And the demand for skilled, hardworking Kiwis is huge. Yep. And any hardworking Kiwi will get a job easy.
Is it fair to suggest you literally cannot get a Kiwi to do this sort of work?
In some years, you're quite correct, but we're only talking about 3,000 work permits out of 40,000 in the total of the workforce. It's not a large workforce.
What about the Labor government, the Labor, the Greens, the New Zealand First? What they're saying you guys should be doing is training locals to do this work, therefore we don't need immigrants.
Hey, we'd love to, and we are training locals to do this all the time, but at the moment, the locals are in demand from the construction, from the tourism, from the horticulture. You know, the economy is booming at the moment. When the economy is booming, that means there's lots of jobs and not enough people to fill it.
Exactly. So what happens on the farm? Now, they have walked it back a little way, not as far as you would like. So what do you have to do? You just got to get on with it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we just got to get on with it and try and make it work. But you know, we'll train these people up for 3 years and then they'll leave the country and we'll replace them with another migrant.
All right, Chris, appreciate your time very much. Chris Lewis, Federated Farmers Immigration Spokesperson.